When the convenience store gets even more convenient, this is the trade-off.
The ways in which we accept surveillance in the marketing world means that we begin to see surveillance as natural.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. This week, Amazon opened its first automated convenience store in Seattle. It's called Amazon Go, and it promises the easiest shopping ever, pretty much. You, the customer, download the Amazon Go app, and then you pick out your sandwich or your banana or your Advil, and computer vision and sensors monitor what you take and charge you as you walk out. No lines, no checkout, and lots of data. Joe Tureau is the author of the book, The Aisles Have Eyes, How Retailers Track Your Shopping, Strip Your Privacy, and Define Your Power.
It really does signal a new wrinkle in the trend toward surveillance all around us. Essentially, to my mind, this is the first supermarket I can think of where you actually cannot be anonymous. You walk in there, you have to be seen. I don't know of any other modern large store where that's the case. It harkens back to the 19th century and before, where the peddler and the small store owner knew everybody coming in. Now, that had its downsides as well as its good side. The downside is they could know who you are, stereotype you, charge you different prices depending upon what they knew you could afford. And of course, it's happening a lot today online. And while it's probably not happening right now in the Amazon store, that is differential pricing, differential treatment, I wouldn't be surprised if that happens down the line.
What are the other dangers? What are the other downsides of this tracking aside from differential pricing?
Well, over time, the technologies that are being developed for marketers migrate to governments. The ways in which we accept surveillance in the marketing world means that we begin to see surveillance as natural. And that becomes a norm throughout society, whether it's about the government, whether it's about schools. The upcoming generation is learning that the way to get along in the 21st century is to let companies and presumably governments surveil you.
What do you do? How do you shop?
You know, a large percentage of Americans, we found 58% of Americans are resigned about all this. And so I'm of that somewhat resignation category. There are times I won't give in my data. But in the end, to live in today's world, you have to do this stuff. And you get punished if you're off the grid. I was giving a talk at Toronto last year, and a guy raised his hand. He looked like a mountain man. And he said, you know, I have tried not to be in any databases, not to take out any kind of loans or anything like that. But recently, I had to take a loan out, and I couldn't get the loans. So he was punished for essentially trying to keep off the grid.
Isn't there some kind of middle ground between making it easier to check out and apps that track everything you do?
Yeah, the name of the game today is tracking your purchases. I mean, that's what it's all about. Figuring out what you buy, when you buy, how you buy, how long you actually will stand in front of a particular product before you decide whether to buy it or not. I was at a meeting, an industry meeting about 2 years ago now, where a consultant actually said that people by 2024, he said half of Americans will have a chip in their arm. As they walk through the aisle, the chip will tell the store how nervous that person is about the particular product she or he's standing in front of and might change the price to make it more palatable. You know, and that sounds outlandish, but nobody in that meeting laughed. This is a new world we live in.
That was Joe Tureau, professor at the University of Pennsylvania. He's also the author of the book, The Aisles Have Eyes. In the case of the Amazon Go store, lots of eyes, up to 100 cameras by some estimates, and an army of computers and algorithms to instantly analyze every image. But tech news website Ars Technica reports that if you want to buy beer, you still have to show your ID to an actual human. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.